إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا Brothers move close. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَإِنَ خَيْرَ الْكَلَامِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَأَحْسَنَ الْهُدَى هُدَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها ثم أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى يا مشر الرحمة He said in his book that the purpose of revealing his book was لمن شاء منكم أن يتقدم أو يتأخر that he revealed this book so that a person can either move forward or fall behind. That he revealed what he revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرْ So that a person can either move forward or he can fall behind. قَالَ الْإِمَامِ إِبْنُ قَائِمْ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْفَوَائِدِ Ibn Qayyim, he said in his book, Al-Fawaid, explaining the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَيْسَ ثَمَّ إِلَّا تَقَدُّمٌ أَوْ تَأَخُرٌ He said that there is nothing that a person can do except for move forward or fall behind. وَلَيْسَ فِي الطَّرِيقِ الْوُقُوفُ الْبَتَّةِ وَلَيْسَ فِي الطَّرِيقِ الْوُقُوفُ الْبَتَّةِ He said, and there is no such thing as staying in one place. And there is no such thing as staying in one place. Either you are moving forward, يَا مَشْرُ الرَّحْمَةِ or you are falling far behind. Either you are moving forward, brother and sister, or either you are falling far behind. There is no such thing as staying in one place. Ya mashru rahma. There is no such thing as staying in one place. Either we are moving forward, or either we are falling behind. Either we are working for the benefit and the embedment of our community, or either we are working for the detriment of our community. وَلَيْسَ فِي الطَّرِيقَ الْوُقُوفُ الْبَتَّةِ And there is no such thing as staying in one place. There is no such thing as being neutral. Either you are being of a benefit, or either you are being of a detriment. وَرَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمِ The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, He informed us that the masajid are the best of places, and the aswaq, and the marketplaces, and included in that are the streets, that they are the worst of places. That they are the worst of places. As he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُ بَقَاعِهَا الْمَسَاجِدِ أَوْ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَالشَّرُّ بَقَاعِهَا أَسْوَاقُهَا He said that the best of places on the earth are its masajid, and the worst of places on the earth are its aswaq, are its marketplaces. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed that a person being in the masjid and frequenting the masjid and being of a benefit to the people in the masjid and benefiting from what occurs in the masjid of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the seeking and teaching of beneficial knowledge. That this person has iman. That he is a person whose iman, whose faith can be attested to. As he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is reported in the hadith of Ibn Majah, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ رَجُلًا يَعْتَادُ الْمَسَاجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. That when you see a man frequenting the masajid, when you see a man spending his time, his precious time, spending his time in the masajid, فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ, then bear witness in his favor that he has iman. ثُمَّ تَالَ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. And then the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that shows us what their maqsad is. What is their objective? What is their goal? What is their intention for being in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, as the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse after making the statement, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَى إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُحْتَدِينَ. He said, indeed, those who frequent and support the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are only those who believe in Allah in the hereafter. Meaning that is their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their observance of the fact that Allah is observing them, their fear of Allah, their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hope for the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are only those who believe in Allah and the last day. Those who frequent the masajid, they are only those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wal yawm al-akhir, and the last day. This is what drives them to be in the masjid. Wa aqamu salat, and they are those who establish the salat, meaning perfectly and completely. وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ, and they are those who render and pay the zakat. وَلَمْ يَخْشَى إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and they don't fear anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُحْتَدِينَ. Indeed, these ones will be from the rightly guided. Indeed, they will be from the rightly guided. فَعَسَىٰ, Allah said perhaps. وَعَسَىٰ لِلَّهِ wajib. أَوْجَبَ هَذَا عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى وَتَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُهُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, perhaps they will be from the rightly guided. The scholars of the Salaf, from the Sahaba, like Ibn Abbas and others, they said, asa lillahi wajib. That when Allah says perhaps about something that only He has control over, that it means that it is definite to occur. Allah has obligated it upon Himself to make these ones min al-muhtadeen, from those that are rightly guided. They come to the masjid because they want the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come to the masjid because they fear the day of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their ambition and their goal is the hereafter. They are striving for the Jannah and they are afraid of the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking guidance. They come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking guidance. وَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُحْتَدِينَ. And perhaps they will be. Meaning for sure they will be from the rightly guided. For sure they will be from the rightly guided. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us that the likes of this person, and he is from the believers. He is from those that you can attest to his faith. You see his love of the masajid, it is a proof and an evidence of his iman, of his faith. His intention is the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he fears the day of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is driven by his faith to supporting the masjid and frequenting the masjid and benefiting his brothers in the masjid and benefiting from what occurs in the masjid. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he informed that the likes of this, he informed of the likes of this in another place in the Quran. When he said tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allahu nuru samawati wal ardh, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is nuru samawati wal ardh. He is the light of the heavens and the earth. Meaning, hadis samawati wal ardh, as the ulama of the sahaba, they said. The scholars from the sahaba, they said, meaning he is the one who guides. He is the guider of the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gave a tremendous example and parable, the details of which are not appropriate for this type of sitting in the khutbatul jum'ah. But it is the greatest example of guidance that can be given as regards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guiding His servants to what is of a benefit for them. And then it is like there is a su'alun muqaddar. It is like there is an unspoken question. Aina yuhsalu ala hadha nur, which is where can a person get this light? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in detail about guidance, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala answers that question. He says, fi buyutin adina Allahu an turfa'a wa yudhkara fiha ismuh yusabbihu lahu fiha bil ghuduwi wal asali rijalun لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. He said that this light, it can be gotten في بيوتين, in the houses of worship. أذين الله, that Allah تبارك وتعالى has ordered to be erected. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has ordered to be constructed. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has ordered that they be built in those houses of worship. This light can be gotten in those houses of worship that Allah has ordered to be erected. And that His name be mentioned and glorified therein. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. You will find in the late mornings and in the afternoons within those houses of worship, رِجَالٌ مَنْ رِجَالٌ men, لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله, that are not dissuaded from business and trade, that are not distracted from by business and trade, mean ذكر الله, from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning from glorifying Allah and from making the salat in the masjid and from seeking beneficial knowledge and teaching beneficial knowledge in the masjid. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. They are not distracted by the dunya. They are not distracted by business and trade from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa iqamu salat, and the establishment of the salat. Wa ita'i zakat, and the payment and rendering of the zakat. Yakhafuna yawman. Why? Because they fear a day, tataqallabu fihi al-qulubu wal-absar, in which the eyes of the people will change, and the hearts of the people will change, that day about which the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa sallama tasliman kathira, that day about which he said in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, reported by al-Mundirin al-Targhib wa al-Tarhib, and greater to be authentic by al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, that Ibn Mas'ud, he said, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ لِمِقَاتِ يَوْمِ مَعْلُومٍ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً شَاخِصَةٌ أَبْصَارَهُمْ نَحْوَ السَّمَاءِ يَنْتَذِرُونَ فَصْلَ الْقَضَاءِ. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will gather mankind from the first of generations to the last of generations, لِمِقَاتِ يَوْمِ مَعْلُومٍ, for the meeting of the known time, of the appointed time, the day of judgment. For 40 years, they will be staring at the sky. For 40 years, their eyes will be affixed upon the sky. يَنْتَذِرُونَ فَصْلَ الْقَضَىٰ, waiting for the judgment to begin. For 40 years, imagine. أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً يَنْتَذِرُونَ فَصْلَ الْقَضَىٰ شَاخِصَةٌ أَبْصَارَهُمْ نَحْوَ السَّمَاءِ. Their eyes will be affixed on the sky. What will they see? يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ مِنْهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا. What will they see? They will see that the hellfire will be brought close to the plane of judgment on that day. لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ, being dragged with 70,000 enormous chains that only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the size and the enormity of. Every chain will be pulled by 70,000 angels. يَجُرُّونَهَا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He said, وَإِذَا, He said tabaraka wa ta'ala, that when they see it, مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّذًا وَزَفِيرًا, that when they see the hellfire in a far off distance, being dragged towards the plane of judgment for everyone to see, سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّذًا وَزَفِيرًا, they will hear it raging and roaring. They will hear it raging and roaring. They will hear it raging and roaring. قَالَ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ, some of the Salaf, they said, تزفروا جهنم يوم القيامة زفرا لا يبقى منها ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل إلا خرا لركبتيه من الهول من الخوف that they will not remain when they hear the hellfire rage and roar with a single raging and roaring. There will not remain an angel that is close to the throne of Ar-Rahman or close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or a messenger that was sent by Allah or prophet that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that they will drop to their knees in terror. Except that they will drop to their knees in terror from the fear of that day when they hear the hellfire raging and roaring. And the paradise will be brought close. يَنْتَذِرُونَ فَصْلَ الْقَضَىٰ The sun will be close. It will look like it is right on the horizon and they will be sweating according to their actions. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ Why are we in the masjid? Why support the masjid? Because we fear a day. تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ In which the eyes of the people will change. How do you think your eyes will be after witnessing that? And the hearts of the people will change. إِذَا الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاذِمِينَ As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book that it is a day وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْأَزِفَةِ إِذَا الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاذِمِينَ Warn them of the day of terror. Warn them of the day of fear in which the hearts of the people will beat from their chest, meaning the scholars, they say from this verse that their hearts will move from their chest. They will beat so hard that they will move from their chest and choke their throats. They will move from their places and choke their throats. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they are in the masjid. They fear a day in which the eyes of the people will change and the hearts of the people will change. This is their intention. They want the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they want guidance for themselves to the path that will lead them to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد